is a Fox News alert. The first COVID vaccination in the U.S. I'm Dave Anthony. A nurse in New York who got the first shot on the arm a short time ago was among those clapping.
I feel like healing is coming. I hope this marks the beginning to the end of a very painful time in our history.
Sandra Lindsay works at Long Island Jewish Medical Center. President Trump just tweeted, "Congratulations, USA. Congratulations, world." Pfizer has shipped doses across the country. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave, in an Iditarod dog sled race of vaccines, vials and sealed sub-zero temperature boxes are making their way to the most vulnerable first, people in nursing homes and healthcare workers. Teachers, police, and other essential workers are expected to be next in line, along with those with pre-existing conditions. Healthy people under 65 will have to wait a while longer. The Health and Human Services Department says the goal is to have all long-term care patients vaccinated by Christmas. Dave?
Rachel, Moderna's vaccine is up next. The FDA will consider it for approval Thursday amid the worst coronavirus surge yet. Record new cases and deaths the other day. Today, the number of people who died from COVID in the U.S. is expected to top 300,000 total. In all 50 states today, electors will gather at the Capitol to cast the final votes in the presidential election, the ones that will seal the win for Joe Biden.
306 expected for Biden, 232 expected for President Trump. States' representation in the Electoral College mirrors the number of seats each has in Congress. The Electoral College votes are sent to Congress. The House and Senate will certify the tally in a joint session on January 6th.
Fox's Jared Halpern. President Trump still claims he won and was cheated out of it by fraud, but his court challenges did not succeed. And in Georgia, early in-person voting starts today in the January Senate elections. America's listening to Fox News.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed or may lose value.
Dell Technologies' end-of-year sale is the perfect time to upgrade tech for your business. Save big on the latest computers powered by Intel Core processors for your small business. And don't forget to shop servers, storage, and thousands of top-brand electronics, all with free shipping. Call a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech for your business needs at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. With 64 years of industry connections to have products in stock when others can't. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals. You can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Sunny and 67 the high this afternoon. Winds pretty gusty at 10 to 15 miles per hour again today. 47 overnight tonight. For tomorrow, sunny, breezy, 66, 42 tomorrow night. Sunny, not as windy on Wednesday, 66 the high that day.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
AM 560 KBLU, Russ Clark with you. I'm losing my voice, I guess. It's Monday morning, 8:05, and I know that Adam Hanson's on his way in. I just I got a text from him. He's stuck in traffic. I think he's running up steps right now. But for those of you who don't know, Deason Gardner Law Firm, Deason Gardner and Hanson Law Firm. They do wills and trusts. And I don't know if specialized right word, but that seems to be what their focus is. And they've helped thousands of people all throughout Yuma area. And something I don't think they talk about enough, but it comes up every once in a while, that the state of Arizona has an advantage over other states that as far as favorable laws, favorable to those who do wills and trusts, and you don't have to necessarily live in this state. You know, many of our winter visitors and all, they need to come in and talk to them. And there's just advantages in the state of Arizona. You can go in and talk to those guys, and then they can tell you about it. But the seminars that they have will cover a lot of that, and they do questions and answers. Unfortunately, the seminars, I mean, at least for me, unfortunately, I like the live seminars. When I say live, I mean the lawyers are in the room doing it live. Because of COVID, that has changed a little bit, and that you can't do those in the library and all that safely, so they put it all on the web page, and that's an advantage for all of you. Sit home and look at it in comfort of your own home, and it is on the web page. You can go take a look at it, and if you have questions, call them. They'll be happy to answer. But I've seen in being around the boys, and I'll say I've been doing this for some time. Being around them and hearing the stories of people that don't do wills and trusts, and they have some issue that can't be taken care of because it wasn't planned for, and they end up spending tens of thousands of dollars to get through probate, and there's a lot of problems that happen and arise because it doesn't happen, which could be so easily diverted and stopped. With the proper planning and the proper things, you think, well, I don't have an estate, and mine's not working. Yes, it is. Particularly if you own a house, you own a car or two, you have a bank account, you need to make sure that everything is set up safely and done the right way. Make sure it all happens. I know Adam's on his way in here, and quite often, for those of you that don't know, Adam and Sean, quite often, they're community guys. And they live in a community, and this show is not just an infomercial for wills and trusts, although there's a few things I want to bring up because I know it doesn't get hit on enough. But I think it's important to them, and I think it's important for everybody else to see that they live in the community, work in the community, they interact with the community, and quite often these shows are dedicated to issues with their church or issues with the community in which they live, because that's just part of what we all do every day, is work and live in that area. So I'm excited about that they do that they don't make this strictly an infomercial about wills and trust and those kind of things. I know that Adam tends to be more, and I'll talk about him since he's not here. Adam tends to be more on the legal side. Yeah, when there's issues with Supreme Court and issues with legal issues that are kind of new, keep in mind, they're lawyers. And Adam is very heavy on and excited about that. And it's nice to know that your profession is something that makes you excited. But Amy Barrett, when she was coming forth on the Supreme Court, he was really excited to talk about that and any landmark issues that come up. Adam's always going to be engaged in that. So it does a lot outside just wills and trusts, although his business may not be, but his head's in the legal thing. And Sean has talked about all kinds of issues, everything from the legal and with his church and even with some of his extracurricular activities. And if you've listened to the show, you'll know that he's a boater. Yeah, he gets out on the river, I think, like every week. I think he's... And he plants trees. We get to learn. And I think that's important. And here's why. When you're doing business with somebody, you want to know a little bit about them, what kind of person they are, who they are, what they stand for. What they do in their off time may not seem that important to their profession, but it's important to develop and get an understanding of their character. And that's something that both of them, and the business, and Larry Deason too, have had. And I think that's the success, is caring about people and having the right character. In fact, as lawyers, they'll tell you that they could practice any type of law and do any part of it. You know, they could do, as my friend John Minori used to do, drugs and thugs, which, you know, he would get up at 2 o'clock in the morning for a DUI or drug cases and handle some people that needed, were really in trouble, really had some real issues. And that's not always the putting you around the people that you want to do business with every day. You know, there's going to be some bad element in there. And John Minori was perfect for it. He had the right attitude towards it, and he didn't take any nonsense. But it can't be the fun part. These guys like this because it's helping people develop a better plan and take away the anxiety of, do I have everything in place, and be able to help people to prepare for something, including you know something that says you get an auto accident and you're unconscious. The things that they do to put things in place is to take care of the medical care, and not necessarily just if you pass away, but who's going to take care if you're insolvent at the time, or you can't answer the phone, and there's something going on? Who makes the decisions for your medical care? And all of those issues are covered when they do the wills and trusts, to make sure that it's not just assets, but that it's mind and body all at the same time. In fact, I don't know if I got anything wrong, but Adam Hansen happened to walk in. Did I get anything wrong on any of that?
There was
a few things I wanted to cover.
You did great. Thank you so much for all those. Yeah, and you pegged our personality just right.
I feel like I'm part of your office.
I know. That's how I feel. You're an extension.
I mean, I've listened to enough and gotten engaged in a lot of the issues.
Yeah.
I'm
impressed. I'll tell you, I'm impressed. But we're still not putting you on the payroll.
That's sightseeing.
I can't afford
that. That's what's going on. And you need to take a break.
So we do. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and Law. We'll be right back.
More thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
When you're looking to protect your family, you look for someone you can trust, a company you recognize, someone you know will be there, the best. With over 20 years serving Yuma County, Yuma Pest gives you the peace of mind that your family deserves. At Yuma Pest, we know our community and serve it proudly. With the largest fleet in Yuma, rest assured you'll receive fast, friendly, professional service from a company you can trust. Voted Yuma's best year after year. Yuma Pest.
Get started now for Christmas. Yuma Coin and Gun has all your Christmas needs for the hunter in the family. Shop early for special orders. Don't wait till the last minute. Yuma Coin and Gun carries a full line of new and used guns along with reloading equipment, holsters, and knives. Coyote Coin and Pond has merged with Yuma Coin and Gun. Money a little tight this holiday season? Coyote Coin and Pond is the answer to your prayers. Get the extra cash you need for the holidays along with your holiday shopping. And check out our kid specials, too.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back to the program. I'm attorney Adam Hanson, and yes, I made it into the studio. I'm in the studio with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark. He's pushing buttons and turning knobs.
I'm glad
it's like
you made
Willy
it
Wonka's factory in here, but making it sound good, and I really appreciate you filling in for a few minutes as I jetted through traffic. I thought that as the winter came on and with the COVID-19 stuff happening that, you know, the winter traffic would not exist, but I was completely wrong about that.
I think it's down, but it's still here.
Yeah, it still exists, and that was evident this morning as I tried to get into the studio, and I think Russ did a great job filling in. He's almost part of the office, and I mentioned that we're not going to put you on the payroll. We just can't afford that, especially for going into a Biden administration. Who knows?
That just makes sense.
I can't afford you, buddy. We often talk about a lot of different issues on this program, and I don't want to get away from what Russ had mentioned at the very beginning, that at the core, what we do is we try to help our community understand what their options are when it comes to legal planning, because that's really our forte. Right. We've been doing it for a long time, over 45 years. I haven't seen a case that a person comes into my office, and let me say it this way: I haven't seen a scenario that gives me or makes me nervous. I've seen it all. I really feel like I have. And I often get this in my office when people sit down with me and they'll say, "Adam, I don't mean to, you know, just spill my guts to you. You probably never seen this before, and I haven't." I haven't had a situation where I can't say, no, actually, I have seen this before, and it's not my place to sit here and judge how people feel about their family or how they feel about this person or that person. It doesn't matter to me. Just tell me what you want, and I can make that happen, you know, as far as legalese. And that's what I pride myself on. Oftentimes, there are a lot of mechanisms that are in place, if you put them in place properly, that will allow you to avoid litigation, avoid probate court, avoid guardianship, conservatorship court actions, and really thousands and thousands of dollars that don't need to be spent and time that doesn't need to be spent if you just do things properly. And usually that comes in the form of what we call a living trust. And a living trust is a lot like kind of like a business entity, but I say it loosely like that. Yeah. But really it's a legal entity that you can use as your main vehicle to hold your assets. Title to your assets can be transferred into a living trust, and then you control that trust. You can sell things, you can buy things, just like you did before. It's just you're managing an entity, and the value there comes when you become sick or you die, because at that particular point you really didn't have title to anything. Your trust owned it, and your trust isn't a person, so it doesn't get sick, it doesn't die, and so that title can continue to be held by this entity, and you, in your trust, you'll name somebody that comes behind you that you trust, and that person steps right in.
I don't think that gets, resonates with people. They understand that. They understand it's for when they die. But if you get an accident and you're unconscious, and you still have to make the payments to your house and all that kind of stuff. And if you're unconscious, you're not writing a check. If it's in the trust, that means somebody can take over and continue on with the business that you've put in place.
Absolutely, and that plays out especially now in this time of COVID, where you've got these onset illness symptoms that come pretty quickly. I mean, you could have COVID for a week or two and not really know it until really the symptoms hit you. And when they hit you, and some people will have to go to the hospital and be hospitalized. We know that YRMC is filling up very quickly. They're trying to they're trying to get people out as fast. You know, these injuries or these illnesses that are I hate to say the word subordinate to ventilator needed COVID patients are kind of trying to they're trying to push them out so they can free up more beds to get in patients for those that need the vents. But at the same time, once you're in the hospital, you're in the hospital. My dad went to the hospital this weekend on Friday, and I couldn't go in and see him. Right. We were able to go drop stuff off, but it happened so quickly that you really it could be a life changing thing if you're not prepared for it.
Does he have COVID or did he?
No, he had a heart issue that required the paramedics to show up, took him. And I was in the middle of an appointment, so I'm getting phone calls from him, and I'm just silencing them because I'm in the middle of an appointment with a client, and I'm thinking, okay, what does Dad need, you know? He wants to know. I thought it was just, you know.
Yeah, how do I turn on the garbage disposal?
Yeah, exactly. Some nominal thing. Yeah. But it was an emergency.
Right.
Luckily, he was able to have or be aware enough to call 911. They got him to the hospital. But once he gets to the hospital, I can't go in. My family can't go in. They the paramedics had to remove his clothing or cut it off him, you know. And so he's at the hospital, and he doesn't have shoes. He doesn't have clothes because they had
to cut him off.
Cut him off, and it happened so fast that they wheeled him off in the ambulance without shoes. And so it's those little things that...
How's he doing?
Good.
Good.
I picked him up from the hospital yesterday, but on Saturday... So we were able to talk to him over the phone. Luckily, he had his cell phone, but he didn't have a charger. And I have chargers at YRMC, you know. And that's a good business. If anybody listening, I mean, that's the business to be in. You need a little station at YRMC that you have to go buy these chargers and USB chargers and wall adapters, you know.
Yeah.
You can charge a premium. Like when you go to Disneyland, you can buy your wall charger. A lot of people will go to Disneyland and then lo and behold, their phone dies so fast because their battery is being drained all day as you're walking around. Well, if you look around in Disneyland, they've got charging stations. You have to pay like $40 to charge your phone or leave it in the locker.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
They charge for that?
Oh, yeah. It's Disneyland.
Airports have done a nice job.
Well, airports, too. I mean, you go and you can
buy... You don't pay for it, though.
Oh, really? I've seen airports. Well, this was in Europe, but you can buy power banks and stuff like that, but it's like... No. Three times the amount you're going to pay for in Walmart.
Oh, you
or
mean to buy
Amazon.
The actual charger?
Yeah, the charger.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You'd pay for that. I'm saying they have plenty of plug-ins in airports.
Oh, sure.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you don't have your charger...
Then you're in trouble.
Yeah, yeah. You're up a creek, so...
You didn't do good planning.
Anyway, I digress. I'm thinking, man, that's the business to be in at YRMC. Stick
sell
out a little...
I'll bet they sell them down in the gift center.
Maybe. Yeah. But I don't know if anybody's in the gift center right now, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
When I went into YRMC on Saturday, so we took a little care package to my dad with a charger, a shirt, flip-flops, you know, just the basic needs that he would need once he was discharged. And I wasn't allowed... I went into the lobby... And gave it to the lady, and I was hoping she would give me a tag to go up, but they just aren't allowing visitors right now. That's the kind of situation that can happen so fast that you don't even have time to react oftentimes. And so in that particular case like that, if you don't have something set up ahead of time that gives legal control to those that you love around you, or that you want to step in on your behalf to continue to pay bills or to continue to manage your life that you've set up, then you're up a creek until they can get court authority, which comes, you know, in that particular case, you were talking about guardianship conservatorship actions that at a minimum will take a month just to go in front of a judge and you won't go in front of a judge, it'll be over the phone, but to get to a judge to sign an order that would allow you to manage that person's stuff, is going to take at a minimum a month, most likely two, just to get a court order.
And it's not cheap.
No. It starts around, you know, $5,000 to $8,000 to go through a guardianship conservatorship. So all that can be avoided if you just have proper planning set up ahead of time. You just have to do it. And a lot of people get, I think, they get nervous or they get apprehensive because they feel like, well, I don't have everything in order. You know, and they think that they have to have all this stuff in order first before they come and see me or Sean, and that's really not the case. Just come with what's in your mind, in your brain. That's all we need, and we can help you from there. We'll tell you exactly what we need at that point, but you don't need to prepare anything. Just come in. That's the first step that you have to, the biggest hurdle that you have to get over is calling my office, setting up an appointment, and sitting down with me or Sean, and that's all. And we'll take it from there, and we'll hold your hand the whole way and tell you, okay, this is what we need from you now, okay? Here's a checklist, and you can check that off as you're getting it. But other than that, just come in and see us. That's the first hurdle that you just need to get over. If you already have planning in place, it's the same thing. Most likely, it could use an update. That's what I often find. And so we do that all the time as well. I've seen, you know, thousands and thousands of plans from all over the United States, you know, ranging from Washington, Idaho, Utah, Massachusetts, almost every one of the states, the 50 states, I've seen a plan from. So when I sit down and look at your plan, if you already have planning in place, I know what I'm looking at. It's not rocket science to me. And so I can tell you exactly what you have. You tell me what you want, and we can say, okay, this isn't doing that. Is that okay with you, or what changes do you want to make, that kind of stuff, if you already have planning in place. Oftentimes, like you mentioned at the very beginning, Russ, Arizona is one of the most advantageous places or states, forums, to do your estate planning in because of particular laws we put into place in 2009. And those allow for complete creditor protection for your beneficiaries if it's set up in a particular way, and we can help you through that, which other states just don't allow. And the hope is that they will in the future, but no other state has actually jumped on board to what we're doing.
But you don't have to be a resident here.
That's exactly right, or a citizen, you know, of Arizona. To give you an idea, my brother lives in California, but he comes to visit from time to time. I did his planning. He doesn't have to be. He doesn't have to own real estate in Arizona. He doesn't have to have any assets in Arizona. He just has to have some sort of tie to Arizona, which is me. You know, he comes and visits from time to time, and that's all he needs.
If something happened, the state of California recognizes the Arizona rules, not California rules.
That's right, and that's a good thing. It goes with you from state to state. So we've got to take another break. This is Life, Death, and the Law, 560 AM KBLU. We'll be right back after this.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
El Dorado Broadcasters is searching for creative problem solvers to join our team of marketing professionals where we help businesses be more successful. I'm Chris Fleming, General Manager. Here's what it's like when you make a career working with El Dorado Broadcasters.
I'm Becky Alanis, and I've been in radio for 7 years. Working here has allowed me to connect with my community as well as create long-lasting relationships with local businesses. And my coworkers aren't too shabby either.
Apply online at evbroadcasters.com/careers. No employees were harmed in making this advertisement.
The holidays are bustling with activity. Handle it all with Happy Honda Days. Shopping for that perfect present? The Honda Accord and Civic Sedan can get you there. Take on the season with financing as low as 0.9% APR on the 2020 Accord and as low as 1.9% APR on the 2020 Civic Sedan on select models from well-qualified buyers.
See your Southwest Desert Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hansen, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. I'm attorney Adam Hansen, and I'm in the studio today with the one and only Mr. Rung. What is happening? Happy Monday. the one and only, the infamous Mr. Russ Clark.
You got it right.
Finally. Yeah, how about hibbity, 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 ha? And we were just talking about over the break how, I don't know if you remember, but at the very beginning, Russ kind of had to fill in for me because of I'm trying to rush to get to the studio in town here. I live out off of Araby and about County 14. And so I'm trying to determine in my mind, okay, what's the quickest path to get to the radio station without hitting too much traffic? And I tried County 14th, and if you're familiar with County 14, it's a hit or miss sometimes because it's very heavily driven by agriculture vehicles sometimes.
Yep.
Sometimes you get behind a tractor, sometimes you get behind a big old lettuce truck or something like that, which is awesome when you have time, which I didn't this morning. And so that happened to me. I made the wrong decision. I don't know if you guys have seen Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, but at the very end of that movie, I hate to ruin it for you if you haven't, but they're in search of the Holy Grail.
Right.
And so they go back and they find, you know, they have to go through all these things. Indiana Jones has to go through all this stuff, and he finally gets to the very end where he's got to pick the Holy Grail out of all these cups. There's, you know, it's a cup.
Right.
And he's trying to decide which one's the Holy Grail, and this one guy goes before him. And he's like, he picks this chalice that is an ornate chalice,
yeah,
and it's all silver and things like that, and he drinks from it. And the idea is that once you drink from it, then you live forever, and all these neat things happen, all this magical stuff happens. So this guy drinks from it. He picks this beautiful chalice, and he drinks from it, and then all of a sudden, he wastes, it's pretty
that
nasty,
things.
Yeah,
yeah.
He dies, you know, he nasty stuff happens, he dies immediately. And there's this guy, a knight that's guarding it, that's been there for hundreds of years, you know, and he's like, he chose poorly. Well, that happened to me this morning when I chose...
You chose poorly?
Yeah, County 14. I should have taken 32nd. But I digress. Over the break, Russ and I were talking about my kids and the school situation. So I've got six kids, ranging from 13 years old at the very top end to a three-year-old who's in preschool. And so my bottom four... they're all girls. My bottom four are all girls. Two nine-year-olds, they're twins, and then I've got a six-year-old and a three-year-old. And those two little girls, at the very end, we put them into a private school here in town, hand-in-hand, it's called, and it's most excellent. I mean, it is awesome. It's a great, great school. And they're going physically back to school. And then we've got our other girls that are in charter school at Desert View Academy. And I love Desert View. It's fantastic. And they're going back. They never stopped going in person. So they've been going back to school. They never did the online thing. And then we've got our oldest boys that are out in the Foothill area. And those schools aren't going physically to school. They went for a little while. But even when they were going to school, we would drop them off. They went to a classroom. And my understanding was they just sat in the classroom. But there weren't any teachers. They just were on their iPad or their Chromebook,
computer
whatever.
Computer connection.
Yeah, to the teacher who is at home, but at least they're at school, I guess. I don't know, you know. Well, eventually, because as things spiked with the COVID thing, then that even went away. So now they're still at, my older boys are at home, and they're on their Chromebooks and doing school from home online. So I was commenting to Russ that it's really a challenge in our family because we've got six kids and three different schools that they're going to, and it's hard to keep track of who's going to school, who's not going to school, in the sense of we're going into the winter break. And so, for example, my oldest two boys, they're not going to school. They're on winter break, I guess, starting today. And then the other girls, you know, I don't know if they're on winter break or not. The ones that go to DVA or Desert View Academy, they're not. So we had to take them into town, you know, to school and things like that. So it's like, it's wild.
You
right
guys
now
are running your own bus service, then. You got, but, you know.
I'm all about the bus, but my wife... She feels like she wants to, this is my understanding of what she's told me, she wants to, that's the time with the kids back and forth, that she gets in the car, they can't go anywhere, and so they can connect, you
right
know.
They're so driving, she drives them all over.
She wants to drive them, and I'm thinking, why, that's such a waste of, I'm more of a pragmatic person, more of a...
Put them on the bus.
Yeah, put them on the bus. I rode the bus for years,
yeah,
you know. What's the matter? I mean, there might be some weird stuff that happens on the bus from time to time.
Your kids are weird.
Well, that's good. That's what they do. Those are learning experiences,
that's
you
right
know? They get tested on the bus.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's not for that. She's more of, I want to be, you know, the one taking them to and fro so that we have those opportunities to talk
yeah
in the car. And I'm like, yeah, I don't care about that. I can talk to him some other time.
As long as it makes her happy. There
you
go.
Exactly. So it's not a fight that I'm willing to make. And if she wants to do it, go for it. But you're exactly right. I mean, we're going all over the place. And, yeah, we have a bus, essentially. It's a big old van. It's a I think it's 12 passengers. It's either 12 or 15. I think it's 12. But, yeah, it's a big van, and we use it a lot. We got to get from here to there. And this school situation is really kind of challenging. And I'm curious to know what will happen in January when it depends on the administration. I say that loosely. Today is the day that the Electoral College is meeting from state to state, right, to cast their votes. And so most likely there will be about, I think, 305 cast by the Electoral College
for
from
Biden.
State to state for Biden.
Yeah.
And I think 230-something maybe for Trump. And those that are really paying attention, I mean, you'll know that that's really not the end-all be-all. If you're still holding out hope for a Trump administration come January, that could still happen. The Electoral College doesn't have the end-all say. There is a mechanism within the Constitution through the 12th Amendment that allows for the House of Representatives to actually select the president going forward into 2020.
But it becomes farther and farther. I mean, as each step gets farther away from having a Trump presidency, and this is just another step, it just makes it more daunting.
Last week, I think it was last Thursday, if I remember correctly. No, it was maybe a week. I don't know. My time's all mixed up. But if it wasn't last week, it was the week before. It was on a Thursday where Texas filed a lawsuit directly to the Supreme Court against Wisconsin, Georgia, in Pennsylvania, asserting that they, due to the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution, because they ran their election so poorly that it detrimentally affected the rest of the 50 states in the sense that had they done their job in those states, then we would have had a Trump administration. And so the rest of the citizenry was affected, especially those in Texas. That was the Texas assertion in that court.
Right.
Filing directly to the Supreme Court. The next day, I think there was another 18 states that jumped onto that lawsuit.
Correct.
And they filed what's called an amicus brief. There were six states that actually jumped on. That means that they were their own
became
attorneys general became part of it. Yeah, they inserted their, hey, we agree with Texas, and this we were hurt. But then there were other states that they kind of jumped on. It's called an amicus brief. They're just saying, we want our interest is to be heard. We want to join this suit, but we're not really going to put forward our own pleadings. We're just kind of joining the club here, jumping on the bandwagon, I guess you could say. And ultimately, I think it ended up being like 18 states in total that filed the brief, along with Texas, to the Supreme Court. Over the weekend, I believe it was. Yeah, I think it was on Saturday. The Supreme Court actually rejected that lawsuit, saying that Texas didn't have standing in that particular issue. It was either Friday or Saturday. So that was a huge hit.
Did that surprise you?
Yeah, it did. I thought for sure constitutionally that they would at least hear the case, especially when you had so many states on board. It's a huge constitutional issue. I felt like Texas worded their pleading well. They used the constitutional issues that were at point there. Whether it was going to win or not, I don't know. I don't think they would have done it at the Supreme Court. I feel like it, I hate to say this, but I do think it was kind of a political thing in the sense that I think they're scared to make, it's hard because Trump nominated three of these justices that are sitting on the Supreme Court right now. And I think that if a case were to be held, this was the case that was talked about in the Amy Coney Barrett confirmation hearings. The Democrats were saying if Trump were to do this, they were trying to get Amy Coney Barrett to, ahead of time, recuse herself from a litigation like this, and she wouldn't. She said, you know,
which doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense, but that was what they were alluding to.
Yeah.
And then the case comes from Texas. This was the case that everybody foresaw coming, and they didn't even take it up. They rejected it. So when it comes to the Supreme Court gets to choose those cases that they hear, and oftentimes they'll take on a case, and then they'll hear it, and then they'll issue a judgment, which is going to be binding on all 50 states. But there's most cases that go to the Supreme Court, they get filed with the Supreme Court, on appeal, or in this case where Texas went straight to the Supreme Court because they're a state and they were detrimentally harmed by other states, they can go straight to the Supreme Court. They have jurisdiction over that. Well, the Supreme Court probably takes 1 out of 10 cases that gets filed with it, probably not even that many. Most of the time they just reject cases because they don't have standing or they don't have a cognizable reprieve that they can give under the Constitution. And so they'll reject cases, and that's what happened in Texas. So it wasn't like they came out with an opinion or anything like that that you typically see from the Supreme Court, because it was really just procedural. All it says is that they remanded it back. You know, they rejected the thing. And it's about 3 or 4 sentences, and that's it. But they didn't come to a conclusion as to why. All they said is, you don't have proper jurisdiction over this, and rejected the case. So it's very frustrating. I would like to see what they say. You know, even if I think they should have taken the case up. There was
only two that won it. It was Alito and Thomas.
Yeah, and they're buddies. You know, they always... Yeah. They're pretty...
But none of Trump nominees did.
None of the Trump... And I think that was the political thing that I'm alluding to. I feel like they're nervous. They're nervous about doing something like that because he nominated them, and I think if they were to take on this case and then have a finding that Texas had standing and that the election is null and void because of the issues that arose over in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, if that were to be found by these three that he nominated, I think it would just be pandemonium. I think that's what they think. I don't think so, but I think that's what they think.
We're going to have pandemonium no matter what.
I agree.
Point. There's just anger out there, and it's just going to be angrier if you don't get it to go your way.
So the Electoral College will meet today, and they are going to cast their votes. Those will be sent to the House of Representatives. And under the Constitution, under the 12th Amendment, the House of Representatives selects the President of the United States, and then the Senate selects the Vice President. There is a mechanism within the 12th Amendment that allows for the House of Representatives to reject the Electoral College votes. They don't have to abide by the Electoral College votes that are cast. And that will come up if there is enough controversy or there's enough doubt in the Electoral College votes that are being cast. Right now, if I remember correctly, and if you're listening and you know this, you correct me if I'm wrong. You can call in and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you've got to have at least 2 members of the House of Representatives to take it to the floor on January 6th and say that we should not listen to the Electoral College. We need to cast our own votes here in the House. And then you have to have a sponsoring, at least 1 member of the Senate. So you have to have a senator that's willing to vouch for that. So 2 members of the House of Representatives, which there are already 2. There are 2 that are prepared to do this. They've been talking about it. They say that they've already been talking to senators, and they've got senators that are willing to back them up.
Of course, even if they bring it up, it could be voted out.
It can be voted out, but at that point, we're talking around January 6th. So I'll just tell you, today you're going to see a lot in the news, if you're watching mainstream news, that Joe Biden is now the president-elect.
Right.
You're going to see that because that's what the Electoral College most likely will send off to the House of Representatives. So the media has already been calling him the president-elect. He's not until today, kind of.
Right.
And even when those Electoral College's votes are cast today, so now you're going to see that Biden is officially, it's a done deal that he is the president-elect. He's going to be president in January. That's what you're going to hear on the mainstream media, but it's not true necessarily. There is still a mechanism, and there is a way that it cannot be true come January 6th if those House of Representatives step forward and they say, no, we're not going to listen to the Electoral College. There was fraud here significant enough that it cast doubt. We're going to take a vote here in the House of Representatives. If they're to trigger that clause of the Constitution at that particular time, then it goes to the floor of the House of Representatives. And the Electoral College is like it didn't happen. And it's actually kind of like the election didn't happen. It doesn't matter at that point. Under the Constitution, now it rests with the House of Representatives. And at that particular point, each state gets 1 vote. 1 vote for all 50 states. And at that particular point, the
House of Representatives is dominated when it comes to that point by Republicans. And so there will be more Republican states that vote for President Trump at that particular point, if this is triggered, than Democratic states, because it's one vote per state at that particular
point. These are all long shots, though.
Yeah. What it will take is it takes some gumption from these. Everybody has to have enough courage to do it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that exists. And I've been saying that from the very beginning.
You saw what some Democrat congressmen have already called Nancy Pelosi. Say, don't set these Republicans that were supporting Trump's Texas lawsuit. Or the Texas lawsuit. 126 of them. He said, don't seat them. They're treasonous and anti-constitutional, un-American. I mean, this is just crazy talk. There's nothing un-American about a lawsuit like Texas saying that, you know, we think this is not in line with the Constitution.
No, I mean, Bush Gore back in 2000 showed that.
Yeah.
Gore filed a lawsuit against Florida because of issues and what they thought were, you know.
But nobody brought up treason. I mean, now it's...
No, no.
It's crazy. No. You got to take a break.
Yep, this is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and Law. We'll be right back after this.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store, is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in this brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, exclusively offering Hercules tires. A new level of performance and versatility. All weather on and off road strength and durability. More security, more control, more stability. Longer lasting, outstanding warranty and road hazard protection. Get your Hercules tires at any of the four Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros locations. Or use the Tire Finder online at edwhiteheadstirepros.com to choose the perfect tire. Pay online and schedule your installation appointment. Free pickup and drop off for a hassle-free experience. Guaranteed.
Listen to Sean Hannity weekdays from noon to 3 right here on 560 AM KBLU. Sean Hannity is brought to you by Liberty Motorsports on Arizona Avenue for all the best motorsports products in the industry, plus your service needs since 1981.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and Law. I'm attorney Adam Hansen, and I'm in the studio today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark. We were talking about the election and the allegations of fraud that we've seen, but maybe many of you haven't. I don't know what news sources you subscribe to, but if you're like myself, I watch a lot of YouTube videos, especially with my family. Uh-huh. We'll put it up on the TV and we'll cast these videos and things like that off of YouTube. And inevitably, there will be ads from time to time. And even content that is kind of catered to our lifestyle because of videos we've seen in the past. And so when we watch videos together on the TV as a family, inevitably, I like to watch news sources and stuff. We actually don't pay for cable or anything like that. We don't have TV in our home. We just use streaming services like Disney Plus and Netflix, things like that. And so when it comes to media content and news, we're not watching the local news because we don't pay for that service in our household. And so we'll see these news clips that come up, for example, on YouTube and from CNN or from Fox News or from CBS, you know, there's all NBC News. We'll see all these little video clips and stuff like that. And so we'll, from time to time, I'll click on those to watch those. And it's interesting to see or to hear the wording or the verbiage that they use. And they're all pretty much universal when it comes to the verbiage, you know, that Joe Biden is the president of the United States. He's the president-elect, that there is no voter fraud. There's no evidence of voter fraud. And I have other news sources that I rely on as well, where I get to read the briefs and things like this that are filed in Georgia and Pennsylvania. So I'm actually reading the court cases and looking at the evidence that they're presenting in these cases. And I'm thinking, how can you sit here and tell the populace that there's no evidence of fraud? Like, are you not looking at these cases? And I would think that the reporters...
Or they don't care.
I don't think... Well, obviously they don't. And they've got a narrative that they're pushing because it just gets pushed from news media source to news media source. They've got this wire that they send it out on, and everybody gives basically the basic story that they're all on board. But I'm like, aren't you going to do your research here before you start talking like that to the populace? But they're not. Mm-hmm. And Russ and I were talking over the break that... talking about this issue, and really my biggest frustration I feel like is the way that these big companies that really control, I would say, a lot of our news narrative or our media. I think there's a lot of in my circles, my family and my those that I associate with, I think there's a lot of distrust of the bigger what once were legacy news outlets like ABC News, NBC, CNN. Even NPR to a certain extent. On my way in, there was an NPR national, you know, news alert before our show. And it talked about how Joe Biden's the next president. And this is what I'm telling you. Today, you're going to hear all of the news. Well, we've already been hearing this if you're listening to mainstream media, that Joe Biden is the next president. In reality, we don't know that. Yeah. He's not president-elect yet. And even after the electors cast their votes today, he's still not president-elect until January 6th when it goes to the floor of the House of Representatives. There's still a chance that the House of Representatives goes under Article 12 of the 12th Amendment of the Constitution that allows them to take control, throw out the election results, throw out the Electoral College votes, and actually just do a vote there on the floor among the 50 state representatives. Each state would get one vote. And at this particular time, the United States is broken up into 50 states. Of those 50 states, there's more. The majority of the 50 states that will cast votes are Republican states. So Trump would, if it went to this system down on the floor of the House of Representatives on January 6th, then Trump would be elected by the House of Representatives as the President of the United States for 2021 and on. I don't know if that's going to happen, but the news doesn't tell you that. I don't understand why. It's not like it's a evil thing or anything like that. That's the Constitution. It's happened before. It's not this foreign concept. This has happened before in our history. Yeah. And it's not that long ago that it happened before. Yeah. So I don't understand why the news just doesn't tell the American public that. It's not a big deal.
Because the news has an agenda.
Yeah. We've got a caller. We don't have a lot of time, but we're going to take this call. You're on the air.
Yeah,
good morning.
Hey, just a quick plug for the Arizona State is holding a hearing this morning.
All right.
For election integrity.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be on channel NTD on YouTube.
Very good, yeah.
I just thought I'd bring that up, send that out.
Yeah, thank you for and that very good point. Thank you so much. And talking about news sources, if you go to YouTube and you search for N as in Nancy, T as in Tango, D as in Delta, NTD News, this is a branch of a newspaper that's called the Epoch Times. And maybe as you're watching YouTube, you've seen commercials for Epoch Times. We actually, our law firm subscribes to that newspaper as well as the Sun and other newspapers, so that we have it out. When people come into our office, we've got newspapers sitting there on the coffee table, so you can grab a paper for the day and read the articles and things like that. The Epoch Times is one of those that we subscribe to. And I've found a lot of good value in that particular news organization. They in their articles, as they talk about, you know, what's going on in these fraud assertion cases, they'll link straight to the court documents. So you can click on a link and it'll go right to the PDF of that, what was actually filed, so you can read the court pleadings. So it's a really good news outlet. Well, they have a sister company that they just started, I think a few months ago, that is a kind of like an online news video type outlet. So if you go to YouTube, it's NTD News. You click on their channel, and they'll have a lot of different clips there that you can watch. But what I really like about NTD is that they'll do these live streams of these hearings and things like that. So I've watched the Pennsylvania hearing on there. I've watched the Arizona hearing. And as you watch these hearings, it's like, it's clear that there was something happened. It was not good.
Out of the ordinary. There's been video of you on YouTube of showing, you know, people pulling boxes out from under tables when everyone leaves and all kinds of
things. In Georgia,
stuff.
Yeah, that happened in Georgia. There's and the allegation, or the what happened there was that they called in and they said, oh, there's a leak, pipe leak, or we're done here for the night. Everybody's got to get out. But people didn't leave, so they kicked everybody out except for some people stayed. Five or six people stayed, and at that point, the security videos show them pulling out cases and cases of ballots that had been there all day underneath a desk. That
and they
was
process them without people in the room.
Yeah, without an opposition party to right. those ballots. So there's a lot. I mean, the stories go on and on and on. There's no, I don't understand how the legacy media can say that there's no evidence when you've got it on video, when you've got hundreds and hundreds of affidavits of in-person experiences.
Which is really unusual. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah. And so it's just odd to me that it's not being reported when you go to CNN or
NBC News
and ABC.
All the people you say aren't reporting it, they're telling you no fraud.
Right. Or you're a conspiracy theorist if you believe what you're watching on these security tapes.
Right.
So it's a very odd time that we live in. If you're getting your news, unfortunately, and I say this with all due respect, but unfortunately, I feel like a lot of people get their news not so much from these news outlets anymore on cable TV. Maybe some people do, but a lot of it is driven through Facebook or through Twitter now. And to
or
see
comedians.
These huge these huge organizations censoring, you know, these types of things. It's a weird time that we're living in. So what I would invite you to do today, as everything's going down, look for good sources out there for your news. NTD News I really like because they don't really, what I've seen is they don't really put a spin on anything. They just give you, here's the live hearing. You can click on it and you can watch the hearing and just make your own assertions, you know, from what you're hearing. And that's what I like to do. I just want, give me the information. I'll make my own determination whether there's fraud or whether this exists or this is true. I don't need to rely on your spin on it, you know. And Fox News, to all their credit, you know, they do put a spin on things. Just give me the information, and I'll make the determination. I don't need your fluff. We'll talk to you next week. This is Life, Death, and Law, 560 AM, KBLU.
If you want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson at 928-783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them.
The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the one-hour air conditioning and heating studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.